You are listening to Power Up Your Team podcast with host Martina Kuhlmeier, helping women small business owners like you build a resilient team so you can scale up and win in the marketplace. Hello and welcome back. Hey, as business owner and people leader, I'm sure you care about the culture you're creating for your team. And by culture, I simply mean the work environment that your team experiences every day. Welcome to this episode of Power Up Your Team podcast. The show notes can be found online at powerupyourteam.com. Culture is a big word, but essentially it's an outcome based on many causal factors. And casually, I think of it like baking a cake or making a salad. Have you ever been to a restaurant where after you complimented the waitress on the meal, she says, "Yes, we use the finest ingredients, full of flavor, and they make all the difference." That's how it is with culture too. The ingredients make all the difference. So what are the ingredients to your culture? And in a moment, I share the one ingredient that I believe is most important. You know, typical ingredients are your purpose, your vision, and your values. And then there are performance objectives, incentives, policies, procedures, processes, in essence, all the things we can see or read. And there are so many more things I could list here. The point is that it all needs to fit together so that the culture enhances your team's ability to create success for your business. So, for instance, superior customer service may not work well when employees are incentivized by the number of calls they are getting done in a certain amount of time. Or a learning culture will not emerge if you don't allow people to take classes or learn by doing through stretch assignments. And a team culture will constantly be suffocated if everyone is incentivized by individual goals which pit people against each other. As business owner, founder, or CEO, the sky is the limit for the culture you can create. And an important component of culture are the intangible things that people observe when they are at work. They observe leadership behaviors, actions that get tolerated or not tolerated, or habits that were created over time that only stick out to people who are new to the company. When I moved from Illinois to the East Coast, I never forget how dumbfounded I was when I noticed that everyone was eating lunch at their desk. I was used to going out with my peers and have an enjoyable lunch. First, I thought it was me. Maybe they don't like me. But then I realized that it was simply how they had their lunch. It had nothing to do with me, and it was a matter of culture. At the beginning, I promised to share the single thing that I believe can tank the culture you want to create. And that is if you say one thing and do the other. That's why it's so important to create a culture that's aligned to your true beliefs and values so that you can show up with authenticity. So think about your values and create a culture that you can support with your words and actions. So for instance, if you say work-life balance is important, then don't work late or come to the office on Monday with work you completed over the weekend. Or if you stand for collaborative culture, don't make all the important decisions by yourself. If you want people to trust each other, you need to be the first one to trust your team. I once worked for a company who was very high on employee safety. And one day, during a heavy winter storm, we were hoping the office would close early, like around 3 p.m. so we all could get home during daylight. Not only did that not happen, but the CEO herself stayed late on that particular day working away in her office. So what do you think the rest of us did? We stayed in the office and plowed ourselves home in high wind and heavy snowfall during normal rush hour, wondering how serious the company really is about employee safety. See, your team watches you in action. And actions speak louder than words. They create the unsaid rules based on which people silently make assumptions on how they should act. And this is the intangible part of culture, which is so tough to get a handle on. And it can become a deterring undercurrent against what you really want to create. So be thoughtful of how you shape the environment your team experiences and create alignment between words and actions. You see, clarity and predictability will go a long way to ensure your team is motivated to help you lead your business to the next level of success. Thank you for listening to Power Up Your Team podcast. Leave a review about this episode and share it with other women business owners. Show notes can be found online at powerupyourteam.com.